everyone will probably notice and recognize that with so much of popular music, and for many, many years, a common theme is that we hear love song after love song after love song. People searching and seeking for love. A man pursuing a woman, ready to lay down his life, ready to give everything. The theme comes over again and again and again. One song that I thought of was a song from the late 80s or early 90s, maybe no one remembers it, but called Ready or Not, written by Babyface and performed by Babyface. He was kind of part of a little hit maker in the late 80s, early 90s, and he starts out, "I'll give you the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars, and the mountains. I'll give you the world and all that you wish for." This great sentiment of wanting to give everything and finding a love, and a love that so often we hear about these songs, people are seeking for love that they want to really to save them. And in the gospel today, of course, we hear that question asked of Jesus, will only a few people be saved? And of course, Jesus' response isn't, well, sure, everybody's going to be saved, or sure, all you have to do is more or less be a good person, and that's enough, and you will be saved. Instead, we hear Jesus say, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will enter, but will not be strong enough. Yes, Jesus calls us to strive, to enter through that narrow gate. All those love songs that we hear about, all those great sentiments, those romantic notions, people are always ready to give everything. They're not talking about just some kind of casual, half-hearted effort to win their lover, but instead they're ready, yes, to strive to prove themselves that they are ready to give themselves completely to the other. And that's what Jesus asks of us. He asks for this wholehearted commitment of us in following him. He pours out and gives all of his love to us, and then he invites us to respond. Yes, Jesus, of course, God wills, as we hear in the scriptures, that he wills that all would be saved, all men would be saved, all people would be saved, but that invitation is open to anyone and everyone, but it's up to each and every one of us as a matter of how we respond, of how we accept that gift, and how we live out that gift in our lives. So we hear a little bit further in the gospel, of course, Jesus said, he talks about those who, after the door was locked, stand outside the door and knock, and Jesus says, and they say, Lord, open the door for us. And then, of course, Jesus says, "Depart! I do not know where you're from. Depart from me, you evildoers. Yes, Jesus again calls us, each of us, to this deep, committed, personal relationship with him. Not just something that's casual, not just something that's a part of our life, or just something that we do on Sundays, or something that maybe we pray in the morning and the evening, and then, okay, God, Jesus, I put you aside for the rest of the time. But instead, no, he says, he invites us to give him everything. He invites us to offer our very lives. Not to just let our faith be a part of our life, but our faith and our relationship with him to be our very life, one that colors everything that we do, one that affects how we see the world, and one in which we offer our lives and our hearts to him each day. And those words of all those love songs, of course, speak about, yes, that deep, deep commitment and that willingness to give everything. And after a man has won the love of a woman, he just doesn't stop and say, well, I've already got her, I don't need to do anything, I don't need to show her my love, my care, my appreciation. Just as for us, as God has won his love for us, we too are called to continually receive and accept that, allowing him to love us, to change us, to transform us. And really his invitation at the heart of it is an invitation for us to let go, to surrender, and to surrender the whole of our lives to him, to allow him his love and his grace through a life of prayer, through seeking him in many ways, through the scriptures, through seeking to serve him and our brother and sister, to allow his love to touch and change and transform our hearts so that we can be in that closer union with him so that we can be confident that he has saved us through our baptism, is continuing to save him through our cooperation with his grace, and as we remain faithful with him and strive to enter through that narrow door, strive to respond to his love, that the Lord, we can be confident that the Lord will save us at the time of judgment. And every week as we gather here, of course, to celebrate the Eucharist, we celebrate the gift of this great love, a love that is far from casual, a love that became one of us in the person of Jesus, a love that suffered for us, that died for us, that died for our sins, and then invites us to offer and to surrender our lives to him. Yes, here he gives us everything, and he invites us to give everything back to him and to our brothers and sisters.